Well, I can tell you a little bit about this song, Chrissy Jig, because the events of Chrissy Jig happened in the little outport that I was born and raised up in. But there were two or three parts to the harbor. And so the time of the year came for Mary Ann to set a hen, put some eggs under a hen, and see could she get some chicks. But they had no rooster with their hen, so she had to send Chrissy up to Aunt Margaret, that's about a half mile away, to get the loan of a rooster. And then I guess the hen had been ready for the put on those eggs, and perhaps he got some chicks. I don't know. I don't know anything about farming. I never on land that much in my life, but I know what happened anyhow. And there was a fellow there. He was kind of like me doing stuff, so he thought he'd make a song about Chrissy going up for the dig. No, Chrissy went up to Aunt Margaret to get the loan of a dig. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, I guess you'll have to be quick. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, be sure and don't you stop. Oh, you got plenty of bait today, you got to bait your pond. No, Chrissy went up to Aunt Margaret, he brought the dick down home. Why, isn't he a lovely bird, he got a lovely comb. Go in the house, John Chesley, and get him a slice of bread. Oh, for he's such a lovely bird, he got the cutest head. The hen, the dick, and all of them were feeded for the night. When Chrissy awoke in the morning, the dick, he wasn't in sight. Chrissy jumping out of bed, he jumped on Mary Ann's toe. So Christopher to Mary Ann, I thought I heard him crow. Oh, Chrissy went out in his breeches, he tumbled through the door. Said Mary Ann to Christopher, the dick, he gone for sure. Put on your clothes and Mary Ann and go and look for him. Oh, you'll get nothing to eat today unless you bring him in. Said Christopher to Mary Ann, I cannot look for him. For going to the woods today, I'll get wet to the skin. Oh, wet or dry, said Mary Ann, the dick you got to find. Go on up to Aunt Margaret's, don't stop to look behind. Oh, Chrissy went up to Aunt Margaret, and the dick, he wasn't there. He was so faint and frightened, he fell down in the chair. He started off for home again, not feeling quite so stout. He tumbled in the mud, hole got mud into his mouth. He started off for hay cove, the dick determined to find. And when he got to hay cove pint, he heard him crow behind. He turned around and there he was, not feeling quite so warm. He ran, he caught him by the tail and tucked him under his arm. Said Christopher to Mary Ann, I'm glad we got him back. For if we lost Aunt Margaret's dick, we'd have to pay a whack. I'm going to set a hen myself and get a little chick. And I won't have to bother Aunt Margaret.